Hey, it's Shereen the Adventure Queen, Jared Anderson. We got James from Bunk's Barbecue. James, why haven't you joined the show until now?
Oh, we've just been busy, you know.
So busy.
Always something exciting going on.
I don't even have to fake my excitement today because Bunk's Barbecue is one of my favorite spots. I love talking barbecue. Barbecue is one of my top favorite food groups by far.
All right, James, where's the best? Give it to us, like, off the bat. Where is the best barbecue in the country? People talk about Kansas. They talk about Texas. They talk about, you know, Memphis.
Yep.
What are your thoughts?
There's so many different ways to look at that. So many different ways.
But what's your favorite?
I like Wyoming barbecue. I'm all about Wyoming.
There you go, baby. I like
it. So, you know, everybody around here, we've been doing it. We've been cooking over fire for hundreds of years.
One of the original sites for the Mountain Man Rendezvous. That's where, that's what they were doing back in the day.
Yep.
You're right.
So I think that we've got a lot of tradition, a lot of different flavors right here, right locally, that maybe aren't known nationally, but we're trying to get that stuff out there, you know, trying to get a little more attention.
But the beef's the best here.
Yeah.
So that has to help, right?
That's so true. Yeah. No, we've got amazing producers here, and that's one of the biggest things. That's sort of what got me into it. You know, I was raised on a beef ranch down in Wheatland, Wyoming, and my little brother and my stepmom and family still run that place down there. And we raise about 350 head every year. I've got some local producers right here in Riverton, Tyler McCann with Wyoming Cowboy Cuts. He's awesome. He's always got my back, and he's got great meat.
Oh, man, he does. And all kinds of goodies, too, with that crew there.
Yeah, it's even another reason to go to Bunk's is to support a local producer. That's where we get our beef from, too, and Tyler does a great job. You ever get sick of barbecue, working day in and day out?
Not really.
You keep it exciting.
I don't know how, but for some reason, I still eat it pretty much every day.
It's one of those things.
It's hard to get sick of barbecue.
It really is.
There's ways to twist it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can take your shredded chicken and you can cook it into a fried rice, or you can make some pastry puffs with like cream cheese and pesto and stuff. There's just so many different ways to do it.
And you guys do so many unique desserts and things too that I see pop up on the menu every once in a while. It looks like you guys get creative, even if it's outside of the barbecue realm once in a while.
Yeah. Well, and that comes with us just wanting to eat something else ourselves. We usually try it and then we tell everybody about it. And they're like, oh, you should do that for a special. So then we usually make specials and we have a lot of fun with that.
Well, Bunk's is back. Let's talk about that, James. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with James Bunk's Barbecue, a staple for Fremont County. Some new hours, new stuff going on. Tell us the details.
So right now, we are open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11:30 in the morning until 8:30 in the evening. On Saturdays, we are very busy catering, so give us a call if you've got any catering events. Feel free to let us know about that kind of stuff. The other thing that we're really good at is bulk orders. So we do a lot of orders for the school teachers where they call and let us know what they want. We make it all ahead and then we drop it off down to them. So that way we can sort of help them. They've got short, tight lunches. They don't really get a chance to leave.
Right.
Get them some good food in their tummies. Get them back into the classrooms.
How crazy busy is the holidays at Bunk's?
It's awesome.
Oh, man. It's got to be your, like, prime time.
We love it. It's so much fun. We get to celebrate with everybody, and everybody gets to come in. We've already had some Christmas parties starting, and we are very busy with Christmas parties. This year, we are just about booked up. December 10th is one date that I've got a little bit of room left. So if you've got a last-minute party, the smaller ones maybe, give me a call and we can squeeze you in. But we are very busy celebrating Christmas and the new year and happy holidays. We just love it.
It's awesome to see the restaurant open back up. I know you guys put a lot of work into that building and it was quite the process. Is the food truck still going to be rolling around? Or are you focused on the building itself now?
So right now we focus on the building. The main reason is because it's so cold outside.
Yeah.
We got a fireplace in the building and people can come in, warm up and get some awesome barbecue. In the wintertime, it's just not as fun to stand out in the cold and the wind and the, you know, whatever.
But we need our barbecue.
So, yeah.
But Bunk's is a great spot to kind of cozy up. There's a great bar in there. Like you said, the fireplace.
We've had meetings there. Yeah. I love when we get called to meetings at Bunk's because I'm like, yes.
So we've got an awesome space in the bar now. We knocked out a wall. And so instead of just being like a 25 to 30 person bar, now it can seat 65.
Wow.
And then we knocked out a couple other walls in the dining area. So it's definitely a party place now.
What do you think about a Jared and Shereen barbecue eating contest?
I love it.
What's your go-to barbecue?
I like the ribs, man.
I love the ribs,
I'm
too.
I'm all about the ribs. I'll take you down on a rib eating contest any day, anytime.
I bet you would. I've seen you eat, so I bet you would, actually. Yeah, the ribs there are fantastic. Pulled pork is one of my favorite, too, and then all the sides. Do you have a favorite thing that you regularly make that's barbecue? What's your favorite barbecue item?
So I like stacked sandwiches.
With, like, brisket?
With all kinds of good stuff. So the one that I'm doing right now the most is got brisket and chicken in it. Mm. And then I put pickles and pineapple and some sriracha and some of my white barbecue sauce.
Oh, what's the so white barbecue good. Sauce? Hang on. I don't know anything about this.
So the white barbecue sauce has been of a secret for a little while.
This is like white sauce on pizza. I don't know.
So this stuff, if you want to Google it and get like a general base for what the flavor is supposed to be like, Google Alabama white sauce. Down there, it's something that they smoke the chickens whole, and then they dunk the chicken in the white sauce, and they serve it like that, and it's just absolutely divine. It's so yummy.
Can I ask what's in the white sauce, or is that a secret? Or is it cream-based?
It's mayo-based.
Okay.
So it's something that is just super creamy.
Okay.
And super yummy, and we do mayo, vinegar, and a whole bunch of different seasonings and spices and sugar and stuff like that. And so it's got a lot of complexity to it, but it's
like
very
good. Okay, yeah. All right.
It's one of those things I end up putting the white sauce on like everything.
Is it fun to experiment with the sauces? So we talked about, you know, kind of the four main barbecue areas of the country, and Carolina's got the mustard-based sauce, and there's smoky, there's tangy, there's spicy. Is it fun to experiment and be a scientist a little bit?
I love that. Sauces are one of my favorite things to play with, because you can change something so quickly with sauce. So I really like it. We do, our standard is sort of like a North Carolina sweeter sauce, and then we also do our spicy, just because I love spicy food, and so we had to do a spicy. And then I got onto the white sauce kick a couple of years ago when I started doing whole chickens, and I've got so many people that like that on everything now. I mean, even on their brisket, and that's sort of sacrilegious, but it's so yummy. The other way I like to do it is take the spicy and the white sauce and mix them together and make a dirty sauce, and man, that's yummy.
That sounds good. Well, James, let's talk a little bit too. You're such a big part of the community, and I love that when we're able to have folks on that, you know, you got a family here in town. You're very family oriented. You have a beautiful wife. We just appreciate, you know, having somebody like you have an establishment here, and it's so important that we patron that.
So that is huge. I love the local aspect of things. That's one of my favorite parts of being a business owner, being able to support other businesses, being able to refer to other people. It all sort of comes full circle. So I've always found that the more I refer and bolster up other businesses and people, it just comes right back to you tenfold. And so it's just one of those feel good things, I guess. So anytime I can buy local products or put on a local event or donate to a local charity, you know, some of our favorite charities are like the 4-H and the FFA. Obviously, that comes from my ag background, but we love to be able to help those guys and watch those kids use that money to something positive and really grow, and it reflects in the community too.
Yeah, and you reflect in the community too, having that positivity, having that manner about you too, and that's, you know, it's Wyoming strong. That's what I love.
Yeah, it's great to support a restaurant that A, has amazing food and it's consistent every single time, but B, that gives back to the community, local producers. You were a big part of the Sugar Beets Music Festival this summer. And what's cool is I see other restaurant owners and bar owners collaborating with you. I don't want to admit this too much, but there's another barbecue truck that I frequent every once in a while when I see it, and it's my option. And they say, oh no, we love Bunk's Barbecue, and we refer each other back and forth to each other. And just that you're supporting Fremont County as a whole and the other business owners, I think, is amazing.
Oh, it's huge. Well, and it's fun to be friends with them all. There is the other barbecue truck, RJ's Barbecue, in town.
Yep.
And we're super tight with those guys. Cool. Same deal. You know, the smokehouse with Rick, we've always been really good friends with Rick. Refer caterings back and forth and stuff. And it's just one of those things that it really helps to have more restaurants in town, because then people want to come to town and go out to eat more. And so that was our biggest thing. We wanted to get a restaurant open because we were looking for that family-oriented place that was relaxed, sort of chill. You could take the kids, and if they're screaming, it's not a big deal. Just have fun. Turn the music up. It's all good. And that's sort of our motto at Bunk's, is just come on in, have a seat, have a good time.
For those that don't know where Bunks is,
201 East Washington.
In Riverton. So if you're coming from the Lander area, it's definitely worth it. It's great because they don't have that option over there too, especially. So, you know, we got a lot of the Lander folks that come over too. Anything coming up on the horizon for Bunks?
We're doing something sort of neat, and it's a little different. You've seen it in other areas around the country, I'm sure. But I like to do fun little things, and I like to work with wood. And so I made a giant chair, This thing's like, maybe 9 feet tall.
Cool.
5 feet wide, 8 feet long. Looks like an Adirondack chair. And so we're going to be putting that out in front of Bunks and sort of as just like a fun little thing to remind people that we're there when they're driving by. And painted it up red, white, and blue. And
cool. So, you can get like pictures in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Yep.
I love it.
So hopefully when people come through, it'll give them something to remember us by besides the awesome barbecue.
Yeah, I have a little beef with you though.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Whoa.
Where's the food, man? He like comes to the podcast. He doesn't bring us any grub.
I know.
Does he know who he's talking to?
I went to like a 9 a.m. meeting at Bunk's Barbecue, and I was like, it's too early for lunch, but that's all I can smell every time James is around. It's like, where is the barbecue?
You do have a perma barbecue smell about you.
I do.
I love it. Hey, it's the best. I'm telling you, if you're trying to attract any Wyomingites, that's no better way right there, right?
Oh, if I go to the grocery store or anything, I end up walking around and I walk by them. They're like, what was that?
It's the aroma of Bunks. Yep. I love it.
It's all right, awesome.
James. There's a cologne line there, I think, in your future is smoky barbecue cologne.
Jared will be your mascot, your endorser.
Call it Yellowstone, the smoke edition.
I love it.
I hate Yellowstone, that show, so much. It's ruining my old hometown.
I've never actually watched single episode.
Good, thank you. Either. I like you even more now. Everybody else out there is like...
talking to some friends about that this weekend, and don't have time for that.
And I it's filmed where I used to live and completely ruining my whole hometown. If it was filmed here, you'd feel the same, you know, or we would feel the same. But James, we appreciate you coming on. Make sure you follow Bunks on Facebook. They've got some different hours right now. They are ramping up holiday style, but really you're thinking about Super Bowl. You're thinking about a March Madness party. You're talking about Memorial Weekend. You want to start getting that stuff kind of on the books, you know, as soon as you can.
Yeah, give us a call sooner than later. If you're looking at any weddings or banquets in the early spring or next summer, if you've got any community events, fundraisers or anything like that, charities, give us a call. Also, the other thing, too, Jared had mentioned it with the Sugar Beets music concerts. We are going to be doing that again next year. So if anybody would like to get involved financially or just volunteer work-wise, feel free to give us a call down at the Chamber, the Riverton Chamber, and we can definitely utilize some help with the Sugar Beets for this next year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we'll keep pushing that, too, as well as we get closer to summer. I can't even think about summer. We're just starting winter, but you're right. It's like already...
it's right around the corner.
I know. It really is. And once Christmas gets over, you really start thinking about, like, whoa, summer is here. And by the way, having DJed weddings for so many years, if you are not booking your catering or your DJ right now, then you could be... out of luck when it comes to summertime.
It's hard to find them last minute. So give
especially
us a call sooner
people.
Than later. Yep. Yeah, we book up pretty quick during that wedding season time frame. So, but come down and see us Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 11:30 until 8:30. And we'd love to see you guys.
Anything else there?
I'm going to go see that new bar, newly renovated bar. They've got great craft beer always on tap. So that's where I'm going to be hanging out most of the winter, Shireen.
Coming soon, Jared and Shireen's barbecue contest with Bunks. We'll put it together and we'll see who can mow down on more barbecue in the fastest time.
I'm sure it's going to be you, but I'm going to savor it. I'm going to savor it and go slower.
No savoring in a food competition. All right, James, we'll see you soon. We wish you and your family, though, truly a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy New Year, too.
Thank you. And the same goes to you guys and everybody down here at County 10. We sure appreciate you.